Swing-era trumpeter Buck Clayton is best known for his sensitive accompaniments to Billie Holiday's records of the 1930s and his role in the early success of the Count Basie Orchestra's innovative early hits. And Clayton's first recorded solo was on Basie's 1937 Swingin' at the Daisy Chain. Swinging at the Daisy Chain, Count Basie and his orchestra, and trumpeter Buck Clayton's first solos on disc from 1937. Clayton was a key player in the early recordings of the Count Basie Orchestra and of Billie Holiday. His tasteful use of cup mute and burnished trumpet tone gave him a distinctive sound, which, combined with his subtle style and melodic improvising, made him a popular soloist in the swing era and a central figure of mainstream jazz through the 40s and 50s. Incidentally, Clayton was known as one of the handsomest, best-dressed men of jazz. Billie Holiday famously called him the prettiest cat I ever saw, and his striking blue-green eyes won him the nickname Cat Eyes. Here's a sampling of Buck Clayton's performing and composing. Now in this set, we're going to hear Clayton's swing band of the mid-1980s. And though he couldn't play trumpet anymore, Buck was composing, directing, arranging, and leading this 13-piece band. We'll hear his Rampage in G minor. First, though, here's Bugle Blues from 1942. It's Count Basie and his All-American Rhythm Section, guitarist Freddie Green, bassist Walter Page, Joe Jones drums, and Basie, of course, on piano, backing just the two horns of Don Byas tenor sax and Buck Clayton trumpet. Thank you. we heard Rampage in G Minor. That was written and arranged by Buck Clayton, performed by his swing band in 1988. And the Bugle Blues with Count Basie and his rhythm section in 1942.